Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, Miss Eileen. And I have a question for you. Are you pod fasting right now? If you are, stop it. Stop. Listen to me at normal speed.
What is a super podcast listener? Podcast suicide, 5 errors to avoid. And who are pod fasters? And listeners' comments. Well, you're listening to the Spreaker Live Show, episode 135 for November 15th, 2017. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the show today. My name is Rob Greenlee, and I'm the head of podcast content and partnerships. I got that one. That was a slip of the tongue. I'm actually now the head of partnerships for Spreaker and Block Talk Radio, and thanks for getting us today and including us in your life. We appreciate it.
I wanted you to hear the voice of my friend Rob Greenlee. Rob is a podcasting legend. He is now working with Spreaker. Well, he's been with Spreaker for a few years now, and he covered this story about pod fasting. And you're probably wondering, what is pod fasting? Does that mean that you stop listening to podcasts and you take a podcast sabbatical? No, 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 my friends. The latest iteration of pod fasting is totally different. To find out more about pod fasting, let's listen to Rob Greenlee again.
One of the topics I wanted to jump right into right at the top of the show here, and I alluded to it in the lead-in, is a topic around a word that's out there now that's spinning around called podfasters. And what this is a growing popularity around high-speed audio listening to podcasts. What this really is a lot of the current client software out there or the podcast listening apps enable you to like do double speed or 1.5 times speed listening to podcasts. And if you haven't done this or as a podcaster realize that this is happening to your content, it's probably, this is a good time to learn a little bit more about it.
In this video, you're going to learn how you can be a podfaster on Anchor. You just head over to the segment that you want to listen to, and you'll see the cogwheel up at the top right. Click that on, and you'll see that you have playback speeds, normal, fast, and faster. Let's go faster. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Eileen Smith, and today we are going to talk about podfasting, and we'll also talk about...
Hey, Miss Eileen, this is John, and hey, I have to tell you, I am a podfaster. I have been listening to podcasts at high speed for years now, and I think the calculations that I have, I'd have to let you know what the calculations, but I've saved close to like 14 days of time by listening to podcasts at 1.5 speed. And I listen to a lot of podcasts, about 30 or 40 a week. So yeah, I do a lot of listening, a lot of driving. And I want to get as much information or entertainment in as possible on my commute or when I'm on a walk. And you just get used to it after a while. You just get used to it. And I certainly listen to you and others on high speed. I was so glad when I found the setting here on Anchor and it was able to let me get through other stations quicker. Keep up the great work. Hey, Miss Eileen, it's John, and I had to call in and let you know that I am one of those pod fasters. I've looked at my statistics in my Pocket Casts app a couple times, and I think it's close to 14 days that I've saved when it comes to listening to podcasts at 1.5 speed. And yeah, I just do it. You get used to it after a while, and it's a great way to consume more media. Not that we all need to consume more media, but another reason I do it is some people, I understand the need to talk slowly, but some people talk so slowly that even at 1.5 speed, it's normal to me. Well, keep up the great work on your channel. Love what you're doing. God bless. Bye.
Miss Eileen, this is E for Energy of After Tech, the podcast about everything and nothing, bringing the sci, the fi, and the tech infotainment for you. And I want to say your explanation of pod fasting, I know this is like a week old, but I just started doing the pod fasting thing, and it definitely saves a whole lot of time, and it does train my ears to listen to faster talking so that I can start listening to the words a little bit more intently. So it's almost like it's a twofer benefit. So not only can I incorporate listening to faster speech, I can also increase the amount of listening time that I can dedicate to more stations. So I don't have to just stay to one station. I can branch out and spread my wings, or shall I say spread my ears and listen. Thank you so much for the content and the information. Peace.
Here's something fun. Have you ever noticed that Anchor spelled backwards is Rosna?
Hi, Miss Eileen. This is D.L. Hayes from Dark Cloud Radio. Thank you so much for applauding my intro on my Anchor intro. And I'm so glad that I found your station. I'm so excited to tune into you and listen to your content, learn more about podcasting, learn more about Anchor, and whatever else you have going on your station. So thank you again. Peace and blessings.
Hi, Miss Eileen. This is Edwin from Wake Up Learn. I love the article about pod fasting. I've never tried it on pods. I've tried it on lots of learning tools like Udemy and other software that lets you listen to things a lot faster. But I see the option in the Anchor app, and it's a great tip. Thanks again. Take care.
Hey, Miss Eileen, how you doing? This is JM calling in. I was listening to your segments, and you were talking about pod fasting. And I thought that was really interesting. It's been so difficult on Anchor to consume content and listen to everybody's station, but pod fasting makes it really easy to get through things. Like, not that much more easier, but it definitely helps a lot. So thanks so much for putting us on to pod fasting, for sure. All right, have a great day, Miss Eileen.
Hello, Miss Eileen. This is Mr. Campbell from Cyber Shots. And I really appreciate you explaining pod fasting, because I was doing it without realizing what it was. I mean, it was involuntary. I just pushed the button, you know, to make it go faster. And I was like, okay, this is cool. But now that you broke it down to me, I have a better understanding. Once again, you are a shining light, and we really appreciate you on Anchor. All right. Peace, love, and light.
Hey, Miss Queen Eileen. Just a very quick one. Talking about pod fasting. I actually didn't know what it was. Now I know what it is. And I have been doing it, but I'm not doing that sort of all the time. I think that's the difficulty. I actually speak quite quickly, as you know. And so I imagine that I sound as if I'm on helium. If anybody is listening to me on the fastest setting, that could be quite funny. But yes, I do it. I actually thought pod fasting was literally you're taking a break from podcasting, as in fast. Well, we all know what I mean. But yes, very interesting to know that it's not that at all. But I am an advocate of listening to things quite quickly. Otherwise, you just can't get through people's stations. And I like to get through people's stations as I can. Then I don't miss anything. It takes a bit of time, though. I'm just glad that we have that feature on Anchor. Thank goodness for that. Signing off. Speak to you soon, Queen Eileen.
Thanks for tuning in and finding all about pod fasting. And just remember, not to podfast when you listen to Miss Eileen. All right, I'll talk to you in the next episode. Thanks so much for joining me today. Bye for now.